Special needs parents, please take note. This is your official warning. This podcast may contain explicit content, cursing, and or swearing. Thanks. From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone
away. Hi.
Hi, welcome back.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Jesse.
And we are
changing the chances.
Here we are. Hello.
We're back.
Do you know what week it is? Sorry, what episode this is?
52.
I know. Do you know what that means? That if we had done an episode every week, this would be a year. I know we've technically been on the air for a year already. I'm just saying.
Like, this is officially episode 52, which
would be a year of episodes. If we had done one every week like we thought we were gonna.
We did not factor in life.
Well, I mean, that's not entirely true. I knew that things would happen, but we did start out ahead.
Yeah.
So, as time went on, we had to use those reserve episodes.
That's kind of the story of our life. we did start out ahead. I mean, and it just,
you know,
tripped up. Up at the finish line.
Oh, man. So I figured we would just talk about why we started this whole podcast. We've kind of mentioned it, you know, in passing as we do most things.
I mean, it's been a whole year. We've mentioned a lot.
Very, very true. And, you know, we never actually talked about why we started this. We kind of just jumped in head first. Like, there was no breathing room for anybody. It was like, here it is. Here we are.
I've never done anything like this before.
So, actually, it was something that I really wanted to do, And I mentioned it to Jesse that I really wanted to do this. And he was like,
do it.
Well, he did. But he was also like, well, I want to do it too.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I'll do it if you do it. I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
He was not going to take the initiative. He just wanted to tag along. Is that what that was?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay. Originally, I was like, I'm going to be on YouTube. I don't want to do that. Being on camera is terrible.
Oh, I'm probably sure. Yeah.
I'm
pretty sure that would probably not end well. Like a little snippets of like behind the scenes.
Oh my gosh.
Although JJ says it was awesome.
That is very true. But he's also like one of the sweetest people I know. So I can't imagine him saying anything else.
No, I can't either.
Yeah. Because he's like one of the sweetest human beings. So at the time, actually, Piper was 5 when I was like, I'm going to do this. Lo and behold, we did not start this until she was 7. So like 2 years after later. I wanted to do it. Purely because, again, Jesse was along for the ride. So that meant if I wanted to do it, then I was going to have to figure out all the stuff and buy equipment and do the things. And I didn't want to. Let's just be honest. I didn't want to have to figure all that out and do all that stuff. So this is where Maxwell comes in.
Wonderful, amazing Maxwell.
How I roped him in.
This is his pro bono work.
Pro bono. Yeah, this is the family discount. Family discount. Actually, it just like worked out.
I don't remember how it did, but it did.
He quit his job because he hated it. And he was like, I'm going to do all that editing stuff. I know there's real words, Max. Just let me say my stuff. He's like, I'm going to do
the thumbs up.
He's like, yeah, I'm going to start doing like the online editing, which is really big right now because everybody's doing online content and people need editors and recording and all the stuff. So I kind of was like, hey,
do you want to do this for me?
Like, can you do a podcast? Do you want to do my podcast? And he jumped right on board only because he wanted to use it as a platform to build his, you know, profile.
Strictly for selfish reasons. But I'm okay with that.
Oh, agreed.
100%.
I'm using like, him for my selfish reasons. Yeah, I mean,
man's got to eat. So, yeah, sure, I'll do this. Yeah. But I'm plaster my name all over everything so I can promote myself.
Totally cool.
Great. Have at it.
Don't even care.
Don't even give a
You're
shit.
Doing all the work. I'm just talking and...
Right, I'm just silk like butter. I came along for the ride, like that.
Did you hear that, everybody? He admitted he came along for the ride.
So. I did. I came.
Don't
along for
ever
the ride.
Let him tell you otherwise that he runs this thing.
No, don't run this thing.
I'm just the cherry on top.
Are you now? I do all the hard work and you're the pretty little bow. Like,
no, that's sitting over there.
That's true. It is Piper. 100%.
No, if Piper's the bow, you're the cake. I'm the pretty frosting decorations.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm like the substance and you're the decoration. You're the
foundation. There is nothing without you. Piper's not here without you. I'm not here without you.
Oh, man. I'm going to hold on to this moment.
You better.
It's recorded now. I can hear it whenever I want. So, unless we blow up his computer again. So I'm going to hold that into my mind just in case, because you never know.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. So yeah. Soak it up. Live it. Love it.
I will. Thank you very much. Originally, I just wanted to do this because I just needed to say words, all the words and all the feelings, and I needed somewhere to put them. And writing them on paper is not sufficient enough.
I never dealt with anything really, and
I honestly feel like.
But I agreed with you.
I don't think either of us did.
Be out there. It just needed to be said.
Yeah, I don't think either of us really dealt with much emotion-wise for a long time.
I take it and I shove it in a box and I bury it deep down.
Yeah, until it blows up.
Yeah.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Because then something starts to grow in there.
I know.
It's like a little monster.
It's not pretty.
And then it comes out every once in a while.
It's not healthy.
And comes out from your...
Digs a hole through your soul.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's not healthy. Yeah, but again, I don't think either of us dealt with anything for a really long time. And I really just think it was because... Didn't feel like there was time.
Honestly, it just did. It was like everything just snowballed.
Yeah. I mean, lots of things happened fast and right on top of each other. Mm-hmm. And it was like the second you got a handle on something, something else would happen.
Oh, yeah. Murphy's Law is like, I think I should get it on like a wooden plaque or something engraved. Like if it could go wrong, it was going wrong.
It was going wrong. Yeah.
It sucks because it always feels like you can't catch your breath, you know? Like mm-hmm. sometimes I tell my mom, I'm like, fuck, it's like a elephant's just sitting on my chest. Like, I just trying to catch your breath and you can't.
Yeah.
Because every time you turn around, it's something else. It's something else. It's something else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then I think after a point, at least for me, I don't know, for you, I don't know what your thoughts are. It's weird, I think. Did I think this way? Maybe not. I don't really know. Let's be honest. But it's almost like after so long, it like felt like going back to deal with those things felt
horrible as hell.
Not just horrible, but also like, why am I doing this? That's why go
backwards?
It's gone.
Yeah.
And it's been gone for so long. I don't know.
I can see that. For me, it was more like, why go back and dig that up?
Yeah.
Like,
and I think
you know it broke you completely and utterly broke you from your core. Why would you go back and dig that up? Like all those broken pieces and everything, you dumb shit. Why? and it was the only time I ever thought, like, you know, it was that long ago is when I think of it like that. Like, you never really dealt with it. You just bottled it all up and shoved it down. So it's been this long. Why would you go back and deal with it? You know?
Yeah.
So I get it, but I do that with a lot of things and a lot of little things I can do that with and usually get away with it.
But are you getting away with it? I think that's like the real question is you, I think as people, I don't know anything and I've never seen a therapist. So I know nothing. But I think as people, we think like we've dealt with it, we've moved on, but really we haven't.
I always saw it as like I was prioritizing you and Piper, you know, like I'll deal with it in my own time, which
but
will
you'll
be never.
I'm like, but you'll never feel like
never.
There's time.
The first of never worry.
Yeah. exactly. So,
but you know, it's because, and I think it just falls on that state of mind of me being the man of the house. I mean, and I'm not trying to be a cis male chauvinistic pig or anything, but that's how I was raised. You're the man of the house. You just shut up and deal with it.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. As a good, strong man, that's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to have to deal with any
your
of these
feelings in the- about your perception of being a man from the man you don't like confuse me.
It is. And it's like, I
have no respect for you, but I'm deeply ingrained in everything you taught me for some reason.
I hate it. Sometimes I really do. I'm telling you.
Again, not a therapist. I have no answers. I don't know either. I just,
you know, and it, like I was talking to my mom today and we had a death in the family just the other day, very close to home, hit very hard for me. But one of the things that, you know, I do is whether it is for a funeral or a celebration of life, I'm going to dress well, you know? And I think that was something else that I got from him. And it's like,
and I don't think it's a bad thing.
You know what I mean?
It's just
being respectful. And like in my eyes, I see it as a sign of respect. Yeah. And, you know,
and that makes total sense.
For my brother, John, his favorite color is purple. So I'm going to get me a nice purple shirt with a really nice purple tie or something to accent it. Mm-hmm. And I've already got some really nice dress slacks that I got that go with my suit from grandpa's wedding. And
funeral.
Wedding, funeral. Brain.
You were not around for that wedding.
No. But yeah, that's just one of the things. But then on the flip side, there are so many other things that are so negative that I'm just like, I wish I could purge that.
Mm-hmm. Well, but that's the thing is, technically you probably can, but it will take a lot of work because are 36 years old. And if you've been living that way for that long, it's going to take a lot of work.
But again, there are some things like, you know, work ethic and the fact that, I mean, it may not be the healthiest, but I try to prioritize you and Piper. Like if it's, and again, I talk about dads getting put on the back burner and stuff. And yes, as a dad, I feel that way sometimes, but I also do it to myself.
Also true.
Like that happens. You know what I mean? Like I may bitch that, like, you know, dads get put on the back burner, whatever, but I do it to myself also.
But you play a role.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I get that.
So, you know, when we started this, I didn't think it was going to be as therapeutic as it has been.
And I think you see it that way.
Yeah. Like, and that's how I see it, is it's been very nice to just vent. Mm-hmm. And like you've said from the beginning, just put it out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's really hard when, you know, like
it is.
I don't want to cumber you with mine because I already know that you've got your own stuff that you're dealing with, you know, and it's just a lot sometimes. So you just are, you know, at least for me, I just kind of fold it up nice and neat, put it in a box and bury that bitch. I Wednesday Adams that shit.
Oh my gosh. Which we've agreed this not healthy. It's not healthy.
But I also wanted, and I hope, my hope for this podcast was when we started this, if we could just reach one family, one person that was like, wow, they get it, they understand it, they've lived it, they are living it, I'm not the only one. Because they're, you know, sometimes you feel like you're the only parent dealing with something like this. At least that's how I feel sometimes.
I think all parents of every walk.
Exactly.
But yes, you're right.
Know,
yeah.
But as a parent, it's just like, you know, no, other parents don't get this. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like just.
Yeah.
And if we can just get one family to be like, you know what? Let's take a minute and breathe. We're not the only ones.
Yeah. I think for me, agreed. Yes. If there was a family who came across this and enjoyed it, just
Or even just someone that was like, yo, hey, grandma, you can't go nowhere. You're going to sit here and listen to this podcast.
No.
And little old grandma sitting out there in Germany somewhere and, you know, it resonates with her or something. Like, I don't even care.
Yeah. My thing was, is I'm not super informative. I don't have the answers. I promise I would try and find the answers if somebody asked me for answers to something.
Do you have answers?
I said I would try and find the answers.
Oh, I'm like, what's going on here?
No.
I've got so many questions. You have answers?
I mean, I can fake a lot of things.
Fake it till you make it.
But the thing is, too, is it's like I have come across lots of podcasts, and lots of them are very informative, which is great. I promise. Amazing. I do listen to them. I love them. They're informative. I like getting.
You have a few vlogs and stuff that I like to watch when you watch them.
But I just, again, this mainly was for me. It was completely selfish. I just needed to say words and not have somebody feel like you're being
judged or bothered. Or,
yeah. And not, yeah. Yeah.
Because I feel like, you know, Piper's 8. There, for a while, it was just like, you know, after she was first born, you kind of get a little sympathy. And we've never really wanted it, but, you know, you kind of get it.
Mm-hmm.
But then when the same things are happening year after year mm-hmm. after year, yeah. you know, it just people are just kind of like, yeah, okay, I get it.
Yeah, they're
you
burned out.
Yeah, like they get burned out. I get it. You have a sickly kid. Like, oh my gosh.
And you don't want to tell people.
And you don't want to tell people because it's just like you can see it on their faces. You know, it's like you do. I get it.
But my thought was too, is because like I said, I'm not full of information. It's not who I am as a person by nature. But if there was somebody out there who just listened to us because they were in a similar boat and they just like the fact that, first of all, me and you just have a conversation. Nothing is scripted. We don't have anything planned.
No.
We're just flying by the seat of our pants. Sometimes we banter in a way that people think we might be having a disagreement. You know,
I get good positive feedback for that, by the way.
Like, I just feel
Ms. Linda's like, you guys are the best.
We're real. Like, nothing here is scripted. Nothing here is planned. We are just like, this here. Is, yep, we're just I'm here.
Like, this is as real as I think you can get. Like, we don't have a crew. We don't have, I mean, Maxwell. No. Maxwell is, you're a one man army with this shit, okay?
Like, you really are. So
there is no crew. There's no behind the scenes. You don't have people over here, you know, holding up lines telling us like, oh, you missed this.
Well, I don't script anything.
I mean, we might get some PowerPoints where we're like, okay, we're going to try and hit on these things on this episode. That's as organized as it gets.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in our basement with all of our junk.
Oh, like, man, this basement's so crazy.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that, I mean, we don't even have any sponsors or anything. Like, you know what I mean?
No, we are small. And literally, I'm just saying words to put out into the world so that, you know, I've said the words and they're out in the world. And
but I have tried to, I've also tried to get more networking in. Like, you know, I find myself looking at more cerebral palsy awareness stuff, at autism awareness things, because I don't want to say I was like an advocate for them before Piper, and I wouldn't say I'm an advocate now for them, but like,
you're more aware.
I'm more aware, and I want to at least try and do my part to bring support and awareness.
Yeah,
because
yeah, I would never call me an advocate, but yeah,
no.
but agreed. I feel the same way. I just, you know, it shouldn't be
swept under the rug. I mean, we're going into 2023, and
everybody's like out there putting their opinions on everything, and you know, right? Like, here we are, like people out here who have cerebral palsy and all these other things. So I'm gonna wear a shirt that says it. So,
oh yes, like, no. I'm always so bummed when we go to like these events and stuff, because they don't, by the time I get around to looking at things, they don't have anything for my broad shouldered chunky butt. And it's all like child sizes. And it's like, I am not squeezing into that. Like, no way. But 100%, I would wear CP awareness, you know, autism awareness. I have family members you know, with autism. And it's, it just is what it is.
I follow the family on YouTube of and, child's and, autistic.
Yeah. And, I'm like,
or has autism, however you want to look at it. And I love them.
I have found, you know, there are a couple of people that I follow on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
One little girl that has, what is Sanfilippo
syndrome.
Yes, Sanfilippo syndrome. She's an absolute doll. I'd never even heard of this disease before.
Because and it's like new, and like it, lots it, of people have heard of it. So. It,
and
I mean, I won't say it's new, but like just
goes out to this family.
Yeah, the awareness is new.
But this little girl, like, I feel like her and Piper would just be, you know, like they could be friends. Yeah. Like she's, I feel like she's Piper's age.
She's 7.
Yeah, so, Piper's age. You know, so, and she is the sweetest girl, and I just feel like there needs to be more out there for people with disabilities and like rare diseases. Yeah. And
her mom's an advocate.
Oh, no, like. her mom is
out there. Oh, no, she'll grab you by the
horns, bro.
She's doing the work.
She's doing the work. Yeah, she is. But I just think that it has. It's made me more aware. I was aware before.
Yeah.
But not like I am now.
Yeah. It's different.
It is.
When you are.
You're living it. You're in the midst of it.
You're living it, or like somebody you, in your immediate family, like you're living with it. Like it just when it is hits different. Home, it's just different.
It is. It's totally different.
With so many things. And, you know, I'm never upset when somebody doesn't understand or doesn't.
No, because it's not spoken about, I feel like, as much as it could be or should be.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I'm. You got a question? Ask.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's how we feel. Not everybody feels
that way. Yeah, not everybody feels that way. I feel that way. If you have a question, I would rather you ask than, you know, stand across the room and stare and point. Because then I just want to walk over and break your fucking finger.
But the thing is, too, is, you know, I also have boundaries. I don't need to share everything about her or about us to everybody at any given time. And, you know, I know that I can politely say something we don't want to talk about. That's not something we want to discuss on, you know, all that stuff. So it's okay to set up boundaries and not talk about everything.
It's okay to say no. It's okay to, you know, that's not something we really like to talk about.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. You know, not everybody needs to know all about your business.
Yeah.
Fair. But like, one of the things that I really like, let's say for this year, is how you went to school and had the Q&A with her class.
That was so fun.
Like, nobody gave a shit about her story. They were like, boom, questions. I want to know what's, you know.
Yeah.
Great.
5 million questions.
If that's what's going to make that connection with them, you rolled with it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the outcome has been so positive.
Yeah.
The feedback that we're getting back from the teachers and stuff has been so positive. And I feel like these kids just, because they've got the pure souls.
Yeah.
They're just curious.
Yeah.
They don't care. They're curious.
Yeah.
We put that into them. The bigotry, the hate, the.
Well, they learn it.
As adults, they learn it as they grow up from us adults. You know, it's like when we took our little staycation and those little boys when we were at IHOP, they wanted to give Piper a flower.
So cute.
And they were so nervous, and their mom was like, you know, is it okay? By all means, yes. You have taught your boy something. Like, you give her that flower. And it's also made me, gosh, what's the word I'm looking for? I feel like it's easier for me to relate to these people now. Like,
yeah.
When we went to the school for the deaf and blind and they had that seminar and that family was there who had 5 children, 3 of which had severe blind disabilities.
Oh, yeah. They were blind. Yeah.
Like, you know, and the instant connection that you can almost kind of get with that. Like, I had to go and ask the dad, like, dude, after the first two knowing. The first two had the genetic markers. How do you go back and just keep having more kids knowing, like,
it's a possibility?
That it's a possibility. Mm-hmm. And then when the one child that had one eye was already blind and the visually impaired eye finally went, like, man, like it I wanted to pick their brains and not in a rude way, but it was just like, I already feel so connected to you. Like, can I pick your brain without being rude? And I'm sure that they kept certain things for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, on it, you don't need to know everything. Well, yeah, we're doing this seminar, but you don't need to know everything.
Agreed. I'm here on a podcast, but I don't say everything. I'm actually a very...
You're a very reserved person.
Very reserved person. Jesse is not. So
no.
This is where we differ a lot.
Which is super weird, because I only get that way if I feel like there's a connection.
No.
Okay.
Just in general, you're way more open. You were way more willing to talk about everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Than I am.
Yeah.
I'm 100% more a listener than a talker. In case you haven't noticed on this podcast.
Yeah, because I came along for the ride and Silk Like Butter has steamed rolled right over.
He tries. I still try to fight for my spot on here. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't even be on here.
Yep, exactly.
He asks me every week, what are we talking about?
Not every week. Don't you dare. Don't even go there.
Don't he did ask me today.
Don't take the little bit of the few wins that I've got.
No, that's true. Yes. He is. This look is so funny.
The few wins that I've got.
Remember, I'm here. I make both of you appear, right?
Well, exactly.
Oh, man.
I'll have to buy my bottle of taco for...
Not taco. He's like, ouch.
He's like, wait a minute. What the fuck? No. We'll get you some Grey Goose or something, bro.
No, I'm not buying him Grey Goose either. He can't appreciate Grey Goose.
Do you see the look that just came across his face right now? Like, are you kidding me? I can't. Not the fuck I can.
No. What are you going to do with it?
I don't know yet.
Okay, then.
Think about it.
I mean, I'll buy you something.
I can appreciate nice booze. I'm sorry.
You're a gin man? You like gin and tonic?
He loves gin.
That's right. I couldn't remember if it was you or JJ, but it's
gin. I think JJ like gin. I think for a JJ while. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what he's into
now. We'll get you like a nice big bottle of Bombay or something.
I don't know Bombay.
You don't know alcohol.
I mean anything. No, that's right. I would never drink a Grey Goose. I'd never buy Grey Goose because I'm cheap.
No, because your sister will just throw some flavoring in it and drink the taka.
Oh, I don't want to drink taka. Taka's gross. Taka's gross. Okay. Do you like where this took a left turn? See, real people. We don't know what's happening.
Stolichnaya. You get that from Mother Russia.
Oh, I do see that on TV a lot.
Stolichnaya is a good vodka.
I know you like that one.
Yeah, that one's good.
Anyways.
I'm not a big drinker. At least not anymore.
Not now.
Although, every once in a while, a little bourbon sounds good. Some Crown.
Oh.
Or some whiskey, some Jack.
Oh, Jack. Yeah. Love Jack. Anyways.
Sorry. This is a family show.
Is it? I'm pretty sure there's like an explicit warning in the
beginning. Oh, that's right. We do have an explicit warning. There we go. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. Because this is what we do.
We're real.
We swear and then we get sidetracked and talk about other things. I really think we reached the end.
I think we covered everything. We just wanted to kind of hit on a couple of things for sure, especially with it being episode 52.
Yeah, a year's worth if you go every week. Because we're all about the little wins.
Yes.
This is a little win.
It's always, you know, for the last 8 years, it's always been about the little wins.
Yep. And here it is. Here's another one. And I'm so excited that we've made it this far, and I'm excited to keep going.
And we appreciate all of our listeners.
All of them.
All across the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Love you guys.
Thanks for coming back. Have a safe and happy holidays. And
we'll be back before they're over, though.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people could be taking a holiday, you know.
That's
you
never true. Know. Busy like, and, you know, doing all your things.
People that actually, like, live their lives and get out of their houses.
Hey, I live my life. Just because it's in my house. Jeez. Okay, we'll talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.